With Afghanistan in chaos, we've been talking a lot about the immediate security of people who are now living under Taliban rule. But what about their health? 2% of the population is partially vaccinated against COVID-19, and that's just the beginning. Here's a recent warning from the World Health Organization's Director General, Tedros Ghebreyesus.
In the midst of a pandemic, we are extremely concerned by the large displacement of people and increasing cases of diarrhea, malnutrition, high blood pressure, probable cases of COVID-19, and reproductive health complications. There is an immediate need to ensure sustained humanitarian access.
Richard Brennan is the WHO's Regional Emergency Director for the Middle East, and he joins us now by Skype from Cairo. Richard, welcome.
Very good speaking with you. Thank you.
We just heard a dire warning there from the leader of the WHO. You're even closer to the ground there. How would you describe the public health situation in Afghanistan right now?
It's dire. I think what's been lost in the world's focus on the evacuations out of Kabul airport is the fact that even before the current crisis, Afghanistan represented an enormous humanitarian crisis. There are almost 18.5 million people in need of humanitarian assistance already in Afghanistan, and it's the third largest humanitarian operation globally. And because of the insecurity and chaotic environment there, our ability to respond to those needs has actually declined. Health needs are in the center of all of that.
You know, I can understand that people in Afghanistan have many pressing concerns right now. Public health may seem like a distant one. We've seen images of thousands of people gathered together, crowded into the airport, outside the airport gates. What's your sense of the situation with COVID? Is there any effort to stop the spread of this pandemic in Afghanistan right now?
We've actually just come off the largest peak of cases of COVID in Afghanistan since the start of the pandemic. So it's been very difficult to track what's happening with the pandemic, of course, in the last couple of weeks. We have started the rollout of the vaccines. We've vaccinated just over 2 million people in Afghanistan. 60% of them are males. Again, highlighting this issue about women's rights and women's access to essential services. So, of course, we've gone through a chaotic period and we're trying to steady the ship, if you like, to really focus on the big humanitarian and health needs. And COVID is one of the key priorities, most certainly.
We'll get to some of the other issues in just a moment, but I do want to ask you more about this vaccine campaign that you've mentioned. Do we know how the Taliban has responded to that? I mean, can it continue under the current government?
No, it's a great question. The Taliban has appointed a health commissioner. He has met several times with the health minister from the previous government and, in fact, has asked the health minister to stay on. The Taliban health commissioner has also met with other staff in the ministry and, in fact, health sector partners like WHO and some of the NGOs, UNICEF and so on. So that's been encouraging. Now, they've also conveyed that continuity of health services is a priority. The other bit of good news is WHO, we have health staff in all 34 provinces. They're on the job. They're in touch with over 2,200 health facilities across those provinces. We know that about 97% of those health facilities are open and functional. We also know that some female healthcare workers have shown some reluctance to turn up to work. We also know that some women have been reluctant to come to the health facility. So again, we're seeing how those issues develop. You may know that Afghanistan is one of only two countries on the planet where wild poliovirus is endemic. And that's a big focus of our staff in those 34 provinces. We've got to make sure that the polio services are continuing. And in fact, they are. We're actually vaccinating people as they cross the borders and everything.
Can you trust that the Taliban is serious about this COVID vaccine campaign? I mean, after all, they have been opposed to polio vaccines in the past. And now Afghanistan is one of the few places in the world where the virus exists in the wild.
Yeah. So, you know, we can't be fully confident about anything at this stage. Our approach is to accept them on their word and engage as appropriate, not only with the authorities in Kabul, but very much at provincial level and community level. And we are at those levels, we're hearing some encouraging feedback as well. I think we've got to accept them on their word right now. And, you know, as used to be said, trust and verify. If we're too guarded, if we're too suspicious, that sends the wrong message. But the big issue for us right now is lack of medical supplies and essential health supplies. Because of the air operation, It's all focused on evacuating internationals and vulnerable Afghans.
So nothing's coming in, is what you're saying.
We haven't been able to bring in anything yet. We've only got literally days left of supplies. We have distributed supplies to hospitals and partners in Kunduz and Kabul and Kandahar. We've got 15 mobile health teams running in Jalalabad and 6 in Kabul. But we've got 500 metric tons of medical supplies in Dubai. It's been a real struggle to get those in to date.
We've heard about the dangers of COVID, malnutrition, drought, reproductive health. What needs to happen in the next several weeks to make sure that this doesn't develop into a full-blown crisis if it isn't already?
You know, firstly and foremostly, we've got to get the supplies in. We're really working hard on that. We've got to have a sustained, reliable humanitarian air bridge. And again, not just for WHO, for UNICEF, for the World Food Programme, for UNHCR, all the humanitarian agencies, the NGOs and so on. So that's firstly and foremostly. Secondly, we've got to stay on top of COVID. We can't let it get away from us. You know, thirdly, trauma care is a big issue. We saw a real spike in trauma cases over June, July. We're supporting 134 hospitals with trauma care, trauma training. That's got to be a priority. And then ensuring the continuity of just the day-to-day basic essential health services and making sure that female health workers feel confident at staying on the job. You know, the vaccination programs are restarted and that women feel confident to come to the facilities and bring their children. And then looking forward, it's looking at making sure that the very significant health gains of the last 20 years aren't lost, aren't rolled back.
Richard Brennan is the WHO's Regional Emergency Director for the Middle East. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for your interest. Appreciate it.